Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. The study of recurring plant and animal life cycle events is called phenology. It is the calendar of nature. This includes when plants flower, when birds migrate, and when crops mature. Phenology is relevant to interactions between organisms, seasonal timing, and large-scale cycles of water and carbon. Phenology is important to us for many reasons. Farmers need to know when to plant and harvest crops and when to expect pests to emerge. Resource managers use it to monitor and predict drought and assess fire risk. Vacationers want to know when the best fall colors will be or when the wildflower blooms will peak. Timing varies, but we can discern patterns. The USA National Phenology Network monitors the influence of climate on the phenology of plants, animals, and landscapes. They encourage people to observe phenological events such as flowering, migrations, and egg-laying. The Phenology Network provides a place to enter, store, and share these observations, which are then compiled and analyzed nationwide. Participants range from individual observers in their own backyards to professional scientists monitoring long-term plots. My husband and I monitor leafing and flowering of lilacs, a key species in the program. These observations support a wide range of decisions made routinely by citizen managers, scientists, and others. This includes decisions related to allergies, wildfires, pest control, and water management. I urge you to participate. The National Phenology Network has many public, private, and citizen partners. It is a great way to become involved in a nationwide effort to better understand our environment. All this information and much more is available at the National Phenology website, to which there is a link from our Wild About Utah website. This is Linda Curvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.